Hello, my name is Jeff Hall. In this podcast, we're going to explore what it's like, what it takes to become and stay dangerous. I am going to blend science and spirituality on a quest of becoming the best version of yourself, following in your own footsteps, becoming who you really want to be. While I become who I want to be, it's going to be a fun ride. So mount up and come go with me. Well, I love that intro because it has been a ride. And it hasn't always been fun, but I want to say sometimes, buckle up. This podcast has got a lot in it. And let's be real honest. I want to say I'm back. I'd like to I'm to a point where I'm in a space where I'd like to be a lot more regular with these, and I'm going to endeavor to do so. This time last year, I was in Rhode Island, and I was preparing to leave, not necessarily knowing exactly where I was going to wind up, where I was going to go. I was going to stay with a friend for a bit, and we had talked about me helping him out a little bit, and then I was going to move on, find a different job, find a different place to live. In the middle of all that, a lot of my stuff got ruined. I had it in storage, and the storage unit was in an old Kmart, which is great. So I'm assuming this stuff is safe. And in my unit had the audacity to be directly under the air conditioning unit. So over the summer, that air conditioning unit leaked, and my stuff just sat in molded and mildewed, and it flooded when it rained, and then it flooded again, and then so most of my stuff, certainly a lot of my stuff was ruined. And in the middle of all that, my dad passes away. And that's fantastic because I got to be with him. It's not fantastic but he was 89, lived a great life, didn't suffer. I got to be with him, got to tell him I loved him. And so it's really been a roller coaster. And, what I want to talk about is sometimes I don't always do the podcast because I got stuff going on in my life. And there are days that it takes all my energy just to stay positive myself. I want to talk about attitude because ultimately this podcast is about becoming and staying dangerous, becoming the person you want to be. And I don't think that you can be that. I don't know that anybody is who they want to be with a negative attitude. And it's amazing. I just had this fantastic kind of example that, I will probably in later episodes, maybe the next episode, I will get more into kind of what I've been doing, where I've been going, and how I can come about these conclusions, and the work that I've been doing on me, and the things that I've been doing, and where I've been. I will tell you that I wound up, I am in Des Moines, Iowa, and I got to stop saying it like that because I said it like that out the other day. So I'm in Des Moines, and it's been a wild ride to get here. So, sometimes I want to add to, it's going to be a fun ride. It's not always fun, but buckle up because life is a ride, right? It's a roller coaster. And I've had a lot of things going up and down. And like I said, I had some really good things. I had some fun this last summer. I did some things. I was in Europe for some training for 10 days. How can that not be fun, right? I'm driving on the Autobahn again, and I flew into Zurich and Liechtenstein and Austria and Germany. Man, it was great to be back there. It was a fantastic trip. The weather turned out to be just beautiful while I was there. I went out west. I got to see a lot of I got to see a lot of things that I wanted to see. I saw a lot of national parks, and I'd never been to the Smoky Mountain National Park, and I think I told you about that one on the last podcast. And so, I got to do a lot of things, and I want to talk about all that in maybe the next episode of the podcast. It's really done me some good. People have reached out, and I don't have a big listenership, and I don't expect to kind of have thousands of followers and such, but I've had several people reach out and say, "Hey, we missed the podcast. It matters to us." And that's important to me, right? Like, because I do this for a reason. I want to make a difference in your life. I want to add value to people, and because it matters to me, and several of you have told me that it matters to you, and that makes me happy. And so I'm going to get to it. I'm going to talk about attitude, and I've been thinking a lot about Rhode Island and New England, and this time last year I was getting ready to leave, and I had made some good friends there. There were some people I really cared about in New England. I liked going to the P. Bruins hockey games this time last year, and I had this great apartment. There were a lot of really positive things in New England for me, and there were just some really terrible, bad things that New England means to me. And the key is, and what I really want to focus on is how do you keep your attitude good, right? Like, because nobody wants to go through life with a shitty attitude. And it's so funny, there's a scripture, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So bad things, and there have been a ton of bad things that have happened to me in this last year. How do I maintain a positive attitude? How do I maintain an attitude of gratitude? How do I really dive into forgiveness and just not focus on the things that would put me in a bad attitude? And that's really what it's about, right? Like, you focus on what you want to focus on, and what you focus on expands. And there's a thousand different coaches who have said it a thousand different ways. And I've got a little story. Last weekend, so today is, I don't even know what today is, February 23rd. Today is February 23rd. And so last weekend was Valentine's Day. And the week before that, I had gotten to, it was kind of a weird thing. Somebody had passed away, and I was calling the florist, and I did kind of a, I don't know, maybe it was a crazy thing, whatever. I bought some flowers for a woman, and it was just, I thought it was a nice gesture. I thought, you know what? I think this will be really nice. And I bought her exactly what I thought she would love. And there were these certain lilies that would always smell up her apartment or her house. And I thought, man, she's really going to love these. I'm just going to do a kind of a nice thing. I like making a difference in people's lives. This woman is obviously important to me. I just wanted to do something nice. After this entire exchange, her words to me were "fuck off." Her last two words to me were "fuck off." So I'm in the process of fucking off right now, and that's where this podcast comes from. But it's amazing to me, she, the mind reads and the focus that she put it on. It was, and she has no way of knowing my heart. But I told her specifically, "Hey, I just it made me feel good. I wanted to do something nice. I still care about you, and it made me feel good." And I had the vision in my head of her just waking up and smelling the lilies and just smiling, just thinking about me, right? Not that I wanted to date her. Like, I'm not moving. I cannot see a time or any situation where I would move back to New England. So I I've gone over it a thousand times, and you know, were my motives pure? Yeah, they were. Did she take it that way? Absolutely not, right? Like, the interesting thing is she got to choose that. You know, the bottom line is I'd spent the money on the flowers and I had given her the flowers and she chose not to enjoy them. I don't know. As far as I know, she may have thrown them away. I don't know. It's mind boggling to me because you get to choose that. And, she's a person who really talks a lot about choice and love and meditation and all the things. And, I quite honestly, I'm a little confused. And I obviously I don't know her that well anymore. She's gone through a lot. She's probably changed a lot. And I just did this really nice thing, I thought. And she chose to be offended. And like, she took it out on the flowers, right? Like, she's like, I won't enjoy the flowers. And I'm like, it's not their fault. Like, they didn't do anything. Just enjoy them, right? Like, be mad at me, whatever. If that's what you choose, there's nothing I can do about it. Meanwhile, the next week, I get a photo from a friend, and it was herself, and she had flowers on Valentine's Day. Roses. They were nice, pretty roses, and she was smiling. I said, oh, that's such a great picture of you. You know, oh, who got you the flowers? Right. Like, I thought maybe a man had got them for her. And she basically let me know that no man has ever bought her flowers. And so she bought some for herself and they made her happy. And I'm like, holy shit, what a dichotomy, right? Here it is. Someone buys you flowers and you choose to be angry about it. And meanwhile, there's somebody else who's never had anybody buy them flowers. And she chooses to be happy. And the other woman chose to be unhappy. And, you know, it makes me think. And I saw something later that, and it was so funny because it was from this woman, and she said, you know, sometimes when you ask for flowers, God sends rain. And I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to write back and say, sometimes when you ask for flowers, God sends flowers, and you're just ungrateful and angry and bitter. And so he decides not to send flowers again. It makes me think of the story, right? There's a flood and guy's on his roof and the floodwaters keep rising. He's afraid he's going to die and he's praying to God. He's like, God, please. Please, please save me. And so a guy rolls up in a boat and he goes, hey, get in the boat, right? Like, I'll get us out of here. And he's like, no, God's going to save me. And so the guy with the boat goes on, and he rescues other people. A little bit later, a guy comes with a helicopter and a guy's dangling down. He's on a harness. He's like, come on, you know, I'll grab you. And he's like, no, God's going to save me. And the guy dies and he goes to heaven. He's like, God, why did you not save me? I prayed. I have faith. And God looks at him. He said, I sent I sent a boat and I sent a helicopter. You know, sometimes when you pray for flowers and you get flowers, maybe you should appreciate them. And I mean, that's kind of a personal thing with me, right? Like, and maybe I'm a little, and if that sounded bitter or whatever, but the point is, and what I really want to say is we get to choose. Every day I go into work, I get to choose whether I'm going to be happy at work or angry at work. You know, I've had a lot happen this last year. There's been some betrayal. There's been some misunderstandings. There's been, man, just a lot of things that didn't go right the way I wanted them to go. And how you get up, and I remember listening to John Maxwell years ago. And people always like, well, you know, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. And I remember him emphatically getting up on stage. If you've never seen John Maxwell speak, I highly recommend it. He's a fantastic speaker. And he's like, he slaps his hands. He's like, stop right there. Go back home. Get back in bed and get out the other side. If that's all it takes for you to be in a good mood or a bad mood, the side of bed you get out on, and it's that easy. It's a choice. It's a choice that we get to make. You know, obviously I've done Tony Robbins, and you know, he talks about you cannot be in a bad mood. You cannot have a bad attitude if you're shaking your ass. And I love that. And that's why so many people listen to music and you know, and I've got angry music, right? Like if I'm at the gym and I really want to get a pump on and really get a great workout, there's some music that I can put on and it can literally make me angry. It can put me in a bad mood. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful who you listen to. And, you know, this last week, I had a bad week at work. Let's be real honest. And the last couple of nights, and in fact, the last night, Friday night, was not – I was on the verge of a horrible mood. I was on the verge of a bad attitude. And there was this big speaker at work, and man, I Bluetoothed my music, and I started shaking my ass. And what was funny is there were people around me that were shaking their ass too, right? Like we all started dancing a little bit and having a good time. And if that's what it takes, and I'm telling you, do whatever it takes. Change your focus. If you got to go for a drive, if you got to do, I'm a big fan of meditation. I've talked about that multiple times. If that's what it takes, sit and talk with God for a little bit and then put a timer on or whatever and listen to what God has to say to you. Just sit in meditation. God's not going to put you in a bad mood. I promise you that. Whether it's music, meditation, going for a drive, going to, you know, maybe part of it is physical, right? Go get a cup of coffee if you're tired. I hate to use, and it's a drug. Don't misunderstand me. I hate to use drugs or anything like that. I hate to use foreign objects, but if that's what it takes, do whatever it takes. Like John Maxwell says, if you gotta leave work, go back home and get out the other side of the bed, then do that. Do whatever it takes. Because life is way, way too short. I've lost a lot of people this last year. I've had a couple of friends lose children even, right? Like life is short. And it's way, way too short to be in a grumpy mood. You know, it's funny that all of this kind of stemmed from and around flowers, you know, the quote or whatever. And they say, you know, stop and smell the roses. Stop and smell the flowers. And you can focus on the thorn or you can focus on the flower. And I'm here to tell you that life is so much better when you can focus on the flower. And I beg of you, please focus on the flower, because you cannot be a dangerous person. You cannot go through life and be a success. You cannot add value to other people when you have a negative attitude. In fact, you do the exact opposite. You actually tend to pull people down with you. And there have been a couple of times where I got to be honest, I've had a bad attitude and I've had to apologize for it, right? Please forgive me. I'm not where I need to be right now, and I'm working on it. And I'm taking energy. It's taking energy and time, and I do a lot of the right things, and I know this stuff. I know what I should be focusing on. And sometimes it's so much easier to focus on the thorn than it is, because it just poked you, right? You're bleeding. Ah! And you're looking at the thorn, and you're looking at your finger, and it's bleeding, and it hurts. And that's what you're focused on. You're focused on the hurt. You're focused on the pain. You're focused on all the stuff. And you don't see that you've got this beautiful flower that smells wonderful. Touch it to your face, right? Like it feels, it's so soft. It smells wonderful. It looks wonderful. I believe like a rose actually tastes anyway. But it's all this beautiful stuff, and all you're focused on is the thorn. I've been there. I've done it. And it's not the way to go. I promise you. So, you know, I'm just going to leave you with this, right? Like, this is all about attitude. And I have not been doing a lot of podcasts, because there are days that I've really had to fight for my own attitude, and I've really had to, and I don't win every fight. I'd like to say that I'm batting 1,000, and I'm not. I'm batting probably well into the 800s, which is unheard of in actual baseball. But anyway, I do pretty well. But I don't know anybody who bats 1,000. So I'm here to tell you, if nobody's ever bought you flowers, buy yourself flowers, be happy. Enjoy them, enjoy the smell of them, enjoy the sight of them. And don't worry that somebody didn't buy them for you. Be grateful you had the money to buy them for yourself. And if somebody buys you flowers, just enjoy them as the gift that they were meant to be. And that, my friends, is how you will become and stay dangerous.